Okay, this is going to be really poor because I only know your first name. Charlie, please tell us something about yourself, like your last name.
Madsen.
Madsen. Okay, awesome. Charlie Madsen.
First time speaker. Thank you for coming, Charlie.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to go around because this one's better.
Oh, that is pungent.
So, I grew up on an island in southwest Alaska, so going home has always been an interesting challenge for me. First of all, you have to be at peace with your maker before you get on board the plane, which has no actual exit aisle so much as the aisle that you boarded in, and there are no tray tables, and there's no stewardess. So, you also have to decide what you can and can't take back with you, because shipping charges outweigh the need of your valuables. So once a year when I got home from college, my mom would always ask me to go through my old boxes in the basement and throw away what I didn't want anymore. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm a hoarder, but there are plenty of things that I find it very easy to throw away and things that I just will never throw away. For example, I have kept every single action figure that I've ever bought. I also have a lot of pride in the guys, as I call them, that I've accumulated over time. Not a single figure had ever been left in the original packaging, mind you. My guys were the opposite of mint. I was not a collector. I was an action administrator. I was always building an army that I could go to war with. Now, when my brother got older, I inherited his Joes. And when my friend Tristan started smoking copious amounts of weed, I not only got his turtle lair, I also got his spawn lair, which was great because I could connect them with my Ghostbuster firehouse and have a super awesome hideout. Of course, I never stopped playing with action figures or buying them because after the Joes started getting a little funky and weird, Lucas released in 97 that great Star Wars line, which had so many different kinds of every character. You could even have Forrest Trenchcoat Han. And I did things like steal washable black and red markers for bullet holes and to draw mustaches, beards on people. I even shaved off Lando's mustache and drew one on him as he progressed through time because there was always a trilogy. And you don't start a trilogy with a mustache, you grow it by the second one. All right. Now, the same happened with the Phantom Menace in 99. Of course, no one needs Supreme Chancellor Valorum or Watto, but I have both of them. And until college came around, I couldn't actually find the room to bring them. That's when I had to sort of stop. I couldn't also justify having the Todd McFarlane Jason Voorhees figure staring at me while I was having sex. So he had the blade, and he's coming for me. So a few years later, my sister popped out a baby, and now I have a nephew. This is in 2005. Now, I'm not much of a babysitter. I never took child psychology. I used to be a kid. I didn't much care for it. I find most children to be very immature. So, a majority of Aiden's life, I treated him like having a wild puppy more than a little boy. But then something happened when he turned 6. We were having adult dinner, my sister and he, and he was mostly coloring and being loud, and then he came up to me and he whispered, and he said, "Hey, I love Darth Vader." And then he said, "I hear you own a lightsaber." Which was true, because my sister bought me a build-your-own lightsaber for my college graduation present. Now, here's the other thing. Aiden was born on April 22nd, which is also the Aries Taurus cusp, same weekend as Hitler's birthday, Columbine, and Vatek. So him liking Darth Vader implies to me that he is evil. So I had to take that with a grain of salt and enjoy him while he's still not evil yet, but it's going to happen. But now we had a connection. So last Christmas, I handed Aiden a large Rubbermaid tub marked "The Guys." And I spent an entire afternoon showing him every single person, including Berserker Sabretooth from when he had the claws on, and then Wolverine had to go up in the throat, and then Age of Apocalypse Cyclops with the one eye, and all 3 Darth Mauls. And we played with them for about an hour, and then we had a lightsaber duel across the entire house. And apparently his limbs can't grow back, can grow back, but mine could not. His could regenerate, and I call bullshit on that. It is not fun to play lightsabers with somebody who cheats. After I overreach with trying to introduce him to the Star Trek movie, we settled on Iron Giant. Because he's six. And so this was probably the best gift I could give him, though, was the action figure, because it simultaneously was very satisfying to pass on the joy of my guys to him and to know that if you just don't throw something away and wait long enough, it'll come back. Of course, there's another box in the basement, which is marked VHS, which has the Alien Trilogy, not the Quadrilogy, Demolition Man, and WrestleMania 13. Yes, most of these things are rated R, so he won't be able to watch them until he's 10. In the meantime, we could always play out the 64 and play GoldenEye, or WCW versus NWO Revenge, or Mario Kart. So, he can still come to Grandma's house every year and play with the old action figures, but not all of them, because I still have all 48 Marvel Legends that I bought in college. And I am not letting any of those go anytime soon. Yes, I took a picture of that on my phone.
Charlie Matson, awesome, man. I was obsessed with buying the bases when I was a kid, and my favorite toys were Transformers, which the bases are tough, because they would transform into stuff, and as a result, they were like, they had to be kind of a logical robot size, but that meant that in base mode, like, Optimus Prime was, like, 3/4 of the base. So, like, that's not very cool. Like, where are the rest of his guys going to go? But they're still awesome toys.